Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'd like to introduce...
Throw your hands in the air if you's a true player.
Big Booty is my kryptonite.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
You shut your mouth.
I think you two dudes are going to become real homies.
Where do we find these guys?
Oh, man, I hate those guys.
This is Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Jacob Albrecht on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
All right, we get into hour number two on the show, and warning, spoiler alert, we're going to talk about some results from the Olympics, not in great detail, but if you're trying to watch it in prime time and you don't want to know who any of the winners are and some of the key events going on today, they'll give you a chance to, you know, go somewhere else for a minute. We'll only talk about this for about a minute, 2 minutes, the winners anyway, and then we'll get to some other things. All right? Got enough time?
Great.
Team USA's Sun Yi Lee, who has emerged as the star of the gymnastics team in the absence of Simone Biles, won the all-around competition. No mean feat. And good for her. So, huge win there. Gold in the pool as well for American swimmers in what is shaping up as a pretty decent day for Americans. How are you with the Olympics at this point? Jacob and I talked about this a little bit yesterday. I've been sporadic on the Olympics so far. Sporadic, I think, is at best. And generally speaking, have watched much less Olympics than I usually would. I don't know what that means, Paul, but I'm coming clean.
Well, that's okay. I'm going to come clean, too, and I've been watching more Olympics, particularly events that I don't know anything about. I really don't know much about mountain biking, but I watched probably 30 minutes, 2 days ago, 3 days ago, something
really?
Like that, and I found it fascinating. Here, my main observation on mountain biking is that it's easier to ride down than up. That seems to be much easier. That is my – but all I'm saying is I found it fascinating. There is a strategy to the whole thing, believe it or not, and it's I found it very, very fascinating. I really never paid much attention to table tennis. Well, that's quite an art. That is that there is nothing simple and easy about
Are they playing like about 18 feet behind the table?
Sometimes.
Is that where they – I mean –
Not often.
Yeah.
Not often,
right.
But a lot of it, at least in the Olympics that I saw. And I watched, like I say, 30, 45 minutes of it, believe it or not. I never saw that, where you're getting the big smashes and you were, or re-hitting it from 10, 15 feet behind the table. Everything was pushing the table up close. You know, it was defense of the boards. And I don't even know if I'm saying that right, of the tabletop. It was very, very fascinating. But I enjoyed that. Fencing. Bruce, I'm not even sure I've ever watched fencing in the Olympics, but I've watched.
Well, have you seen Star Wars? I mean, you know,
well,
right? I mean, don't the
well,
lightsabers? That's kind
oh,
of fencing,
for,
isn't it?
Right? Yes, it is. I guess it is. But these are not
Paul,
lightsabers.
The, my problem with fencing is that it happens so quickly, and it's a touch. I mean, obviously, you've got a foil, and you've got various levels of swords that you use. And it's basically just trying to touch the tip, right? I mean, you're basically.
Well, I mean.
That's how you score points, right?
Yeah, but
it
I mean,
happens it, so it happens so quickly that yeah, I mean, I'll sit there and watch it, and it's like a blur. It's like, you know, okay, swashbuckling, and then all of a sudden someone's got a point, and I'm trying to think of well, how that what just happened?
Well, I
how
think
did they just?
You're missing the nuance of it. I mean, there is a tremendous amount of defense played. Once you know, it took me 20 minutes to figure out defense, but there is defense involved in fencing and of course offense. And you're either on offense or you're on defense, which is the same in everything. It's the and that was my observation as that basically, this is like every other sport. You play some defense, you play some offense, and the two shall meet in the middle. And I found it. All I'm saying is that it's new territory for me. That it's
okay.
New for me. I was not familiar. I don't know that I'd ever taken 15 or 20 minutes or 30 minutes or whatever it was and watched fencing to a point where I discovered, yeah, they do play some defense. I see that. And
no, it's cool. I agree with you. It's cool. But when you watch it, it's like you'll be listening to the commentators and they'll talk about, oh, that you know – really good defense, and then counterattacked and picked up the point or whatever the scoring mechanism
correct.
Is referred to. And it's like I'm watching it with my own eyes, and I'm not sure what I've seen. You know what I mean? It's kind of like,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. It's cool to watch when they get into it. The short burst I don't like quite as much, but when they get into the back, the parry and the thrusts, right? So when they're going back and forth and doing that, then it's kind of cool. You know, I mean, it's like watching Errol Flynn, right, back in the day.
Right.
Yeah, so it's really it's cool, but it's hard for me to understand scoring. And how, I mean, I get that you touch the other person or, you know, whatever. You create contact. I get that. But it's hard for me to even see it.
Right. Well, just know all you got to know is when the green line goes off, you scored a point. I mean, that's all.
Well,
that's,
there you
that
go.
Light
I guess
is
that's
on,
it, right?
That light is on your helmet. So
light
I
goes
mean,
on. Okay, good. Someone just scored. Okay, Olympic sport that would be the hardest to do.
Oh boy.
Olympic sport that would be hardest to do. Now, obviously, any of the synchronous diving and things of that nature would be very difficult to do because you'd need another to do it to synchronize with. But what for you would be the hardest? I'm going to give you one for me.
All right.
And I think these people are badasses. Water polo.
You know, that's what I was going to say because you got to keep your head above water.
Oh, my God.
And that's the only...
And you...
What?
And you got legs and kicking and all of the stuff going on beneath the water level,
right.
And yet you're treading water the entire time.
That's
oh,
my point.
And by the way, mm-hmm. Making passes, catching passes, taking shots. Who the hell even wants to start playing water polo, let alone get to the Olympics in it? I just can't even imagine how absolutely strong you would have to be to tread water for the amount of time that they tread it and still function as part of a team
yeah.
with an individual skill set.
And
it's
get,
crazy.
And get that one hand out of the water to catch a ball or to throw a ball or to possess a ball. I gave it a shot. Water polo, not
you did?
I gave it a shot for 20, 30 minutes.
Yeah. Okay.
I didn't give it a shot. I'm
I was
going
to say, were you treading water?
If I can't
were
touch
you out
the,
there actually in the pool? I'm going to try this.
I'm not. If
no.
I can't touch bottom, I'm not playing. That's my rules mm-hmm. right there. I want to touch bottom
right.
or I'm not playing. But the point is that I lost interest in it because all you can see is a head. For the most part, you see a head. That head has on a colored, you know, little bathing cap on it with a number. So it's not visual. It's not fast moving. You see a hand come up every once in a while to throw a ball. Goals are scored. The game I was watching, goals were scored fairly easily. Why have a goalie? Why? I mean, you know, poor goalie. I mean, the ball is thrown. He can't even see it. All he knows is there's a head in the water and a hand on a ball. And it was not visual for me. I'm sorry. It didn't do anything. But on your question, what is the one sport that would be the hardest for me? Treading water for 30 minutes to an hour would be impossible for me. So it wouldn't even be hard for me. I rephrase that. It would be impossible for me.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
No, and you're in good shape. I don't think you could do it either.
Well, not like that.
No.
Not like that, I'm not. There's just no chance. I can't even imagine trying to do that.
Next time I see you, bring a pair of swimsuits. We're going to go to the Y, and we're going I'm going to have a stopwatch. We're going to see how long you can tread, okay? That's one thing you and I are going to do together.
I'll tell you another hard one, Paul.
What's that?
Rowing. Crew.
Well, I mean, it's hard, but I think
I think with it's hard. It's hard. I incorporate, and look, I'm just an old guy that likes to think that they can stay in shape, and so I incorporate rowing into my regime every now and then. You can't go. It's hard to go more than 2.5 minutes on a rowing machine that approximates resistance from the water, and that you're trying to keep a pace. That you're trying to keep a pace going, and not the kind of pace these guys do, or women do,
right?
Because they are getting after it. But you talk about in a total body, you're sliding. You're pushing off with your feet. You're rowing with your arms. It is tough, man. It is really, really tough. One would fall into that into the realm for me.
Difficult. I watched some kayaking the other day. Not a lot of it. In Tokyo, they have their own kayak, downhill deal, whatever it is. It's a course,
right?
But it's man-made. And of course, you've got the little bars you got to go through and then go around. I mean, it's really all set up.
It's kind of cool. It's kind of cool to watch, isn't it?
Which you think is harder?
It is cool to watch.
Kayaking or rowing? Because that took some real strength.
That's a good question. I don't know.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because there are times when you've got to go around a particular barrier, and when you go around,
but it's all upper body.
It is.
Kayaking is all upper body.
Oh, I see your point. Okay.
Rowing, to me, the burn that you get in rowing is an uncomfortable burn because you're out of breath. Your system is just on fire. It ain't fun. I've only done very casual kayaking. When you say something like this, it makes it sound as if you're diminishing the other, and I'm not. That would be extremely hard, too. Could never do it. Could not do it. But from a standpoint of strenuous, I'm going to put rowing back up there, just simply because you're using your entire body. So I think those two things in particular would be the hardest. Now, that's not to say that there aren't elements of track and field that would be very, very difficult and that would be really taxing.
Right.
I mean, that goes without saying.
Right.
But just from a standpoint of looking at something and saying, nah, just could never do this, it would be water polo for me.
Water polo.
Would be water polo. I think that if push comes to shove and that if I had enough time when I was in really good shape, I could have forced myself to become a rower, and maybe probably would have hated it, but I might have been able to do it. I just don't see any circumstances where I could have done water polo.
Well,
no chance.
Please don't interpret this as a dumb question, because I'm really asking this because this is a question that I actually have. Do you have to be athletic to be a rower?
No, I don't think you have to be athletic.
Okay,
I think you have to be, but I think that you have to be highly tuned and with the right muscle twitch and lung capacity.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I think to be a kayaker, you've got to be a bit of an athlete. Balance.
Yeah, I think you probably.
Balance.
Yeah.
The switch. You know, you switch oars or whatever. Yes. The paddles. Oh, back.
Switch sides.
Switch sides. Yeah, right. You know, back. I mean, there's all kinds of things that you do with the body in terms of weight. That takes a little bit of athleticism, I think. Water polo. Do you have to be an athlete to be a great water polo guy, or you just got to be able to tread? I'm serious. That's a good question.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair question, and I think it's a different set of skills endurance
right.
for rowing. I think you're probably right.
I think there's
more athleticism in kayaking. I'll tell you the one event that I think would be really fun to do.
What's that?
And that's the BMX. That's the BMX.
that is cool.
That seems really fun to me. You know, like. Uh-huh. Basically, motocrossing on a bicycle. I think that's pretty cool too.
Have you ever seen much of that? I mean, have you ever had a chance?
I live in Colorado.
All right, I got you.
I mean, it's everywhere.
I've got
it's
a friend everywhere. Of mine who coaches over at Collegiate, Coach Russell. His son is a big biker, a BMXer, and he posts his son's races on Facebook all the time. And let me tell you. It is amazing if you haven't ever had a chance to watch one or see one on television or even see one live. You know, you've got to understand, it takes every element of being a great athlete to be a BMXer. It takes,
well, of course.
It takes endurance.
Yes.
It takes strength.
Yes.
It takes balance. It takes mental toughness. And BMXers, if you don't get a chance to watch it, just go see some reruns on the.
Well, plus get into it. You get into your
yes.
you're racing in tight
that
quarters, so there's contact. You're
right.
you're jostling for a position.
That
the whole,
is right.
I mean, it's got all of the elements
that
you'd want.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all of the elements that you'd want. All right. So anyway, that's our overarching Olympic thing. How are you with the American team?
So far, the
American performance.
Well, I'm disappointed, and yet here they are. I mean, I don't know if I can say that I'm disappointed, particularly when they're leading, you know, everyone when it comes to the number of gold medals. I mean, right now at this point, you know, the United States has 13 gold medals, 37 total gold medals. I mean, not gold medals, all medals combined, 37. And leads by, what, 7 or 8? I can't remember what it is. 7 or 8 total medals over China.
Yeah, they're up by 7 over China.
Okay,
by
7.
By
okay.
10 over the Russian Olympic Committee.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in gold medals, they're 1 behind China and Japan.
But some gold medals, some medals in general have been left on the table. I was disappointed in the very first day, if you remember the headlines after day one, not a single medal for the United States. I thought to myself, uh-oh, this is going to be a problem. This is not going to – and it turns out that wasn't the case. It just so happens that it was a bad day.
It's been a slow start for the American team in general.
It has.
And look, we're talking about a team – we're talking about a collective team – that's the most powerful in the world. So I don't even know by what standard to judge them on. I would just say only that it's been a relatively slow start. Olympic viewing is down. And Jacob and I talked about this. I think a lot of it has to do with the time change and the fact that, like yesterday, last night, not last night, the night before, they were in prime time, they were doing the Simone Biles story. Well, my God, we had known about that for 8 hours. I mean, that story had broken and played out, and we'd moved on to other things, and NBC was basically showing the whole story playing out 8 hours after it happened.
Well,
there are some challenges in that regard, but the lack of American domination probably hurts the viewership as well.
Well, and also what hurts is the lack of fans in the stadium. I mean, you know, enthusiasm begets enthusiasm. That's a law of nature. And it can be difficult to watch in a blank arena. I know watching the women's 3-on-3, which, by the way, I really kind of think is cool. in the girls' game. I really I think it's pretty darn fun to watch, you know, the transition between, you know, a rebound, get it back out, and get it back into offense. It's really, I find it fascinating. But the fact is that there's nobody in the stadium. And you watch soccer. My God, that's a big stadium. That stadium is huge. And it is so weird to play in a place like that with all those seats. And I mean, we've seen it in COVID times now for the last year or so. It's not uncommon to see. But it's freaky in the Olympics because you only have the Olympics, you know, once every 4 years. And it's just freaky to see. I think that has a lot to do with television sets. I really think that one likes to enjoy others who are enthusiastic. And without that, even on the television, I think that affects TV ratings. Now, I'm watching as much, if not more, Olympics than I've watched 4 years ago. But I'm finding it fascinating with everything that's going on with the way the venues are and that kind of thing. And I'll just say that most youngsters, most of the athletes, are coping pretty well with that. I mean, you go out and compete. Sure. That's what you do. For guys' sakes, you just spent 4 years getting ready for this moment.
Five.
I'm sorry. You are.
Because you were delayed a year, right?
I stand corrected. You are exactly right.
Yeah, I hear you. Trade deadline coming in Major League Baseball. Joey Gallo on his way from Texas to New York to join the Yankees. Other things, as we are 2 days away now from the trade deadline. Part of what's on tap, courtesy of our friends from Side Pockets. We'll get into that. And there is a quarterback prospect from the state of Texas that is reaping the benefits of NIL to the point where he's thinking about not even showing up for his last year of high school football. We'll tell you who, why, and where when we continue here in just a moment.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.